Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hello everyone, Charles Watts here. Welcome back to Inside Arsenal. I hope wherever you're watching or listening to this around the world, you're having a very good start to your week. It's bank holiday over here in the UK. So if you are out and about enjoying some time with the family, I hope you have a good one today. I'm shooting off very, very soon to spend a little bit of time with my kids. So this is going to be a bit of a shorter video today. Just want to talk about a couple of things. I wanted to focus it on really the success of Arsenal's last couple of transfer windows and what it has done to this team. So I'm going to talk about that a little bit in the show. We'll go over yesterday's football, what that could potentially mean for Arsenal. Not great signs, I have to say, but we will talk about it a little bit. Martin Odegaard's been speaking about Declan Rice. We'll talk about that. Got some opinions and comments from you guys as well, as always. So let's get started, shall we? And I wanted to start on the summer signings. Well, not just the summer signings, even go back to the January signings. So basically the new arrivals in 2023 and success that Arsenal have had with them. Now, look, transfers are difficult. You never know what they're going to do. You can invest money in a player you are convinced is going to come in and it's not going to be a success. You can sign a player that you have the entire fan base excited about and it not be a success. So it is hit and miss. You're going to have misses, no doubt about it. And Arsenal have had misses under Edu, Arteta, they've had some transfer misses. That's going to happen. It's inevitable. But if you can get the majority right and the majority can be a success, then you're just going to improve and you're going to continue to develop. And that's what we're seeing at Arsenal. And you go back over the last couple of transfer windows, starting with January with the signings of Jorginho and Leandro Trossard, and you think how good they've been. And Kivior, actually, as well. You think how good those three signings have been in terms of the squad depth and the quality of the players Mikel's got available to him. And then you go back to the summer and you look at the investment in Declan Rice. Yes, huge amounts of money, but look what he's done. Kai Havertz, yes, everyone questioned it at the time. Look how good he's turned out. And Jurrien Timber, of course, we don't know yet. He's a big question mark. But we saw enough from Jurrien Timber in the summer to suggest that Arsenal have a hell of a player on their hands who is going to really improve the squad and add real quality and versatility across the defence. And so I think you've got to give the recruitment team and Mikel Arteta and the board and everyone so much credit for the work they've done in building this squad. And when you look at what the new players, the sort of the impact they're having at this crucial stage of the season as well. Declan Rice, week in, week out, turning in 8 or 9 out of 10 performances, man of the match at the weekend. David Raya already won the Golden Glove Award. Yes, a lot of that is down to the defence in front of him. But David Raya, I think it's very, very hard. And I know there's lots of Aaron Ramsdale fans, and there should be, out there, because Ramsdale's been brilliant for Arsenal and been a superb sign-in. Another example of a very good sign-in at the time. But in my mind anyway, and I know other people might disagree with me, in my mind, Raya is a clear upgrade on Aaron Ramsdale, and we're seeing that. I think the defence are a lot more confident having David Raya behind them. And the impact that he's had on this season has been absolutely huge. And like I said, the impact Rice is having, the impact Kai Havertz is having in the second half of the season. And I've said it at times. I mean, yes, a lot of players are playing very well, but Kai Havertz is right up there sort of spearheading this title charge over the running in the biggest of games, at the most crucial moments in the last couple of months. He's been the guy scoring the goals, setting up the goals. You look at his direct goal involvements over this crucial run in, it's absolutely huge. And when you go about doing your transfer business at the start of the season, you plot out what you're going to do in the window and the players you're going to come in. You probably have in your mind what you hope they might well go on to achieve and the impact they might well go on to have, especially in the first season where it's not always likely that they're going to settle that well. I bet you the Arsenal recruitment team are sitting back sort of at London Colney at the moment, looking at what's happening this season and feeling very, very good about yourselves. Mikel was asked about it in the press conference after the game at the weekend about the summer signings and how much they have raised the level. And he said, yes, a lot. That's what we were looking for. And if you spend the money, you better do it wisely and in the most effective way. We are really happy with the recruitment it's had a big impact on the team. It's raised not only our level of the team, but the level of the rest of the team as well. And you saw today, we had some big performances from individuals. If you want to be at that stage, you need that. And I think he's right to point that out. When you're a club like Arsenal, when you haven't got the unlimited millions of Manchester City or, you know, Newcastle even sometimes, although to be fair to Newcastle, they have been restricted by rules and regulations, but certainly Manchester City over the years, when you can go out and you can make transfer mistakes, you can kind of afford to make transfer mistakes, you don't quite have that pressure on you. Arsenal can't, you know, when they make mistakes, they pay for it for a long time. Nicolas Pepe, for example, is you know, Pepe wasn't awful. I think he got a lot. He got some unfair flack. I think he did some good things at Arsenal, but there's no way you can look at that and say that wasn't a major, major error. They've overspent so much on a player like Nicolas Pepe, and you end up counting the cost of that for years to come, because not only have you paid that huge transfer fee that you've got to pay off over about 5 years, you also invest huge amounts in their wages, and then you can't shift them off the wage bill. You get it wrong. You know, Arsenal counted the cost of Nicolas Pepe. They're still counting the cost of Nicolas Pepe. And there's other players as well who fall into the same category. So when you're a club like Arsenal, who aren't unlimited when it comes to resources, you can't make those mistakes. Or if you do, you've got to make them, they've got to be so, so limited. And when you invest the type of money that Arsenal did last summer, 105 million in Declan Rice, 65 million on Kai Havertz, I can't even remember what it was in Timber, out 40 million on Jurrien Timber, and up to 30 million on David Raya. You know, it's a huge investment. You've got to hope that they get it right and they perform. And all of them have done that. And, you know, the club can be very, very happy and very, very satisfied on that. And the good thing is, I still think they're only going to improve as well. You look at Kai Havertz and look at where he's come from since he arrived at Arsenal, how he's rebuilt his confidence, rebuilt his career, basically, which was just stagnating at Chelsea. And now he's come on, he's just a huge, you know, he's one of the first names on the team sheet at Arsenal now in this new position that he's just going to keep getting better at. And when you look at how players, it takes certain players longer to adjust to what Mikel Arteta wants. Now, I've referenced this a lot, but the interview I did with Tomiyasu last season when I sat down and spoke to him about it and asked him how Arsenal made such a significant jump in performance levels from the previous season, he just said it's because we understand Mikel more. We knew what he wanted to do before, but we couldn't really put it into action. We were still trying to work out exactly how to do it. But now we do know how to do it, and that's why you're seeing the improvement. And that's what every new player coming in, I mean, Declan Rice said it himself, he struggled at first. I mean, he adjusted quicker than most do, but he said at first his head was spinning of everything he was trying to learn from what Arteta and the coaching staff were telling him. So each player has developed slower. And I look at Havertz, I look at what Timber could potentially bring next season. Just think they're going to get better and better. The more settled they are, the more adjusted they are to these new roles and what's being asked of them. And I think that's really exciting. And I think it's really exciting for the summer as well, because Arsenal are going to do exactly the same thing this coming summer. They're going to look at what they want to do in the transfer market. They're going to have a clear idea of what they want to do. And it's about raising the level of the team now. You know, who Arsenal are going to sign this summer? It's not about just coming in and inevitably they will raise a level of squad, but I still think they're looking at it to come in and raise a level of team. If you want to sign for Arsenal now, you have to be a hell of a player and you've got to bring an awful lot to the table in terms of your quality, your versatility and things like that. And I think it's a really exciting, what we saw last summer and in January before, I think it was a really exciting benchmark for what we might see this summer. And I think the recruitment team certainly deserve a lot of praise for what they've done. Arsenal are certainly reaping the benefits from it on the pitch right now. Love to get your thoughts on that, by the way, before I quickly move on to yesterday's football, in terms of how happy you are with the recruitment at Arsenal and what they've done over the last couple of years and how excited you are in terms of the summer transfer window for what that might well mean when it comes to improving the squad. Okay, so yesterday's football, it doesn't bode very well for Arsenal, does it? I mean, you look at these two results, Tottenham getting smashed 4-2 at Liverpool, could have been a hell of a lot worse. A couple of late goals put in a little bit of respectability on that scoreline. But then West Ham getting absolutely crushed at Chelsea 5-0. And why is this not good news for Arsenal? Well, because the two of these teams are the teams playing Manchester City in their remaining three fixtures. The other team, Fulham, have only won two games, I think, in the last nine. And I think those were actually against West Ham and Tottenham, which doesn't bode well at all. So I've seen a few of you said, oh, come on, Charles, keep believing. Don't be so pessimistic when I'm saying, look, I just don't think City are going to drop points. This is why I don't think City are going to drop points. If you're basically picking three teams you want to play between now and the end of the season, then you're Manchester City. Aside probably from Sheffield United, I would say West Ham, Spurs and Fulham are probably right up the top of the list of the three teams you want to play. Because West Ham are a shambles. There's crisis going on there. What's going on behind the scenes is not helping things. You know, Tottenham are just, well, Tottenham and Fulham are well and truly on the beach. They're a decent team. Arsenal know that. They found out to their cost this season in terms of Fulham, home and away. But at this stage of the season, I just cannot see it happening. I know you keep telling me, keep believing, keep believing. And I will keep hoping in my heart that someone can do Arsenal a favour. But I think certainly watching that football yesterday, my heart was sinking a little bit looking at the performances of the teams that Manchester City are going to come up against. But we can only wait and see. Liverpool have just about kept themselves in the title race with that win against Spurs. Should probably be out of it officially after this coming weekend, and it will go down to just Arsenal, Manchester City. What this weekend, what the last couple of fixtures have done, have ensured that it's going to go to the final game of the season. Whatever happens at Old Trafford for Arsenal next week, we are going to go to the final game of the season with the title on the line, even if Manchester City are in a very commanding position. It's been a long, long time. What, I think the last time I went, it was 99, wasn't it? Again, Tottenham involved then when Tottenham went to Old Trafford and Arsenal needed them to win. And they went 1-0 up at half-time. I was there. I can't remember. I think Arsenal playing Aston Villa, weren't they? Yeah, it was Villa. And Kanu scored in the second half. Arsenal won it 1-0. And I remember leaving the stadium that day. I was walking up the steps outside Highbury. And you could, between the North Bank and the West Stand, you could see the Champions podium that the Premier League had brought with them just in case Arsenal won the title. But it was all still in pieces. And I remember that was just the most depressing thing I've ever seen, walking past and seeing what could have been. But instead, we had to just sort of walk out of the stadium, head back to the train. And Manchester United were celebrating the title up at Old Trafford after beating Tottenham. And, you know, we'll have to wait and see what happens on the final day of the season. Who knows? It might go Arsenal's way. We might get that joyous moment that we're all desperately, desperately hoping for. So, yeah, but I have to admit, yesterday's football didn't fill me with the greatest of confidence.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, just moving on to Declan Rice and what Martin Odegaard has been saying about him. Odegaard, speaking after the game at the weekend, was talking about Rice, of course, putting that man on the match display, goal and assist for Declan. And he was talking about how Rice has settled this season. He said, amazing. To come to a new club is never easy, but he's come in the most natural way. And the way he is playing, adding goals and assists, he has taken this game to another level. And we are so lucky to have him. He's given us so much in so many areas. He has been brilliant. And he absolutely has. David Moyes was speaking after the game yesterday after he got thumped 5-0 at Chelsea. And he was asked, you know, why are you conceding so many goals this season? He conceded 5 against Chelsea, 5 against Crystal Palace recently, 6 against Arsenal. And he just said, we haven't got Declan Rice. He's not sitting in front of our back four anymore. And he's like, well, to be fair, it's a simple answer. And it's absolutely true. And Arsenal are reaping the benefits. But what is so impressive about Declan, and we'll talk about this, I've got a question here about from Matt about the Rice sort of 6-8 debate. And I think it's what's so interesting about him is, of course, the way David Moyes was speaking about him there was about the fact that he's his best number six in the world, and he was sitting in front of the back four, or one of the best number six in the world, sitting in back four, in front of the back four, and that helped West Ham hugely in terms of their defensive numbers last season. But then what we're seeing from him this season is brilliant in the number six role when he plays there, but he can play in that number eight role, and he can add so much to his game, and he is adding so much to his game. He's got 8 goals, seven assists now, I think, in the Premier League already this season. Might be the other way around, I can't remember off the top of my head, but he's showing what he can do in that number eight role. And as I said yesterday, everyone who talks to about Declan says his best attribute is the fact that he just can continue to learn and continue to improve and add things to his game. And so the more he plays in that eight role, I think the better he's going to get and the more he's going to add to it. You know, I could easily see next season Declan Rice, if he's playing in that number eight role, scoring over 10 goals the season and potentially getting 10 assists as well. And that's a really exciting prospect. And Matt here says, look, the right 6-8 debate is interesting. I think I agree with you that he might be more influential as an eight over the long run. But do you think that gives us a problem for the summer window? If we want to sign a long-term six, can you really go into next season with Partey, Jorginho, the new number six, and Rice? Unless we sell Partey, I wonder if we end up waiting another year to bring in another midfielder. Do you think we'll definitely sign a midfielder this summer? I do think we'll definitely sign a midfielder this season, this summer, yes. And I do think you can go into the summer, into next season with Partey, Jorginho, the new number six, and Rice, especially if you're earmarking Rice to play in that number eight role. Because, you know, Partey, you just don't know, do you? You have no idea if he's here or not. You don't know how available he's going to be. You hope he's going to be available, but if he's not, then you need cover for that. And I think you have to plan for Thomas Partey missing large chunks of the season due to injury, because history suggests that's probably going to happen. So I think Arsenal can do it. I mean, they've kind of done it this season, haven't they? Because you've had Elneny in there. Yes, he's barely played or he's barely featured, but he's still an international player who's been sitting in the squad, who's been paid pretty good money, who Arsenal have just been happy to have around. And so he's going to go in the summer, and maybe Jorginho will end up being the sort of Elneny figure in the squad, or even Partey will, especially if he has his injury problems. So I do think Arsenal will sign a midfielder, and I do think you can go into next season with Partey, Jorginho, the new number six, and Rice, because, as I said, I do think Rice could potentially be earmarked for the player playing up in that number eight role. Here's one from, looks like Major MVP says, hi Charles, greetings from Hong Kong. I have a couple of questions. Is it just me, or does it seem like both Jesus and Martinelli are losing pace? Every time we hit the opposition on the counter, they don't look as speedy as before. Right now, should Vieira be the main, number two, sorry, right now, should Vieira be the main player to come on when we sub Saka off? I feel like the other, like other than Saka on the right, Vieira can do a much better productive job than Jesus, Martinelli, Nelson, Trossard. In terms of Jesus and Martinelli losing pace, I just think they've lost sharpness. I don't think it's pace. Or Jesus might potentially be, because his knee's impacting him more than Arsenal would have hoped it would have been after that operation in the summer. So maybe that's, maybe he has lost half a yard or so because of that. And I think when you look at Jesus physically as well, I just don't think he looks as kind of slim almost as he did when he first arrived. He was so sharp. He was buzzing all over the place. And I just wonder if he's just lost that little bit of movement at the moment because of the injury. But fingers crossed, he might get that back if they can sort that knee out. In terms of Martinelli, I just think it's down to sharpness. He's not playing as much. He hasn't got that confidence. I think when he's running with the ball at the moment, he's thinking a lot about it. He's not doing it free. You look at that chance at the weekend when he went through, looking at the ball a lot rather than getting his head up and looking at the picture in front of him. And I think that's just because he's overthinking things at the moment, because his confidence isn't up there. In terms of the right-hand side, in terms of subbing Saka, I still think at the moment Jesus is the best option for that. You look at what he did for the goal. You know, yes, he's lost a bit of his sharpness at the moment, but you still look at what he did for the goal for Declan Rice at the weekend, the play he did there. I think he's really good over on the right-hand side. And for me, at the moment, if Saka's not around, he'd still be my first choice to play on the right. Here's one from AK1NW4ND3. Says, at least the Arsenal ladies look to have stopped the City ladies from winning the WSL. Yeah, fantastic win for Arsenal ladies, coming back. Two goals from Stina late on to get the win 2-1 at Manchester City, putting a massive dent in Man City's title chances in the WSL. Tell you, Arsenal are going to look back on this season at WSL with regrets, kind of like the first team, I think. You know, they've played well at times against in the big games, against the big teams, against your cities, against Chelsea. They've taken points off them all. And it's the other games that have let themselves down, and that's why they're not going to end up really challenging for the title this season. I think they're going to have lots of regrets on it. The only bad thing about this is that it basically looks like it's handed Chelsea the title, which looked like it had gone. And they won 8-0 yesterday against Bristol City and have closed it. Well, they're now ahead on goal difference and only 3 points behind City with that game in hand. So suddenly they're in control of the WSL title race, and it now Chelsea, where it looked like it had gone. And as much as I don't really have any soft spots for Manchester City, especially in the WSL, I don't really want Chelsea winning that title in Emma Hayes' last season, I have to say. So it's a bit of a double-edged sword, but great win for Arsenal yesterday. And hopefully a good sort of stepping stone for next season when they can build some momentum and have a better go at that title. Here's one from MD8434. Leno, Iwobi, Willian, you all arrived at Fulham for such a time as this. Not really much more to add to this. I think that's probably what every single Arsenal fan around the world is looking at the moment for these guys. Leno to have one of those worldies in goal. Iwobi to do something special. Willian to ping in a free kick from 25 yards. Any of them, please just help out your former club. I think a lot of people are thinking exactly the same as you on that. So that's it from me today, everyone. Thank you very much for your time. As always, do have a very good bank holiday. Like I said, if you're over here in the UK, and to the rest of you around the world, have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow to do it all over again. See you soon. Bye-bye.
The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris for the most anticipated Roland Garros in years. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled tournament access as the world's top players in tennis face off against each other. Will the veteran champions continue their dominance, or will a fresh face emerge to challenge their legacy on the clay courts? Daily live coverage of this epic showdown begins Monday, May 20th. Don't miss a matchup. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.